back to the IC Pixels podcast. This is Anthony.
This is David.
Yeah, we're back after the holiday hiatus. Happy Cyber Week. Huh?
Happy Cyber Week.
Yeah.
I broke that today. I was saying that I actually didn't buy anything for myself this over the black and white Friday, Cyber Monday, Cyber Sunday, and Cyber Wednesday, apparently. But that was a lie. I did buy some shoes tonight.
Yeah, I was looking at a place where I follow Sneaker Steals, and they had some shoes on there yesterday, and I was like, what? That cheap? Free shipping. And I forgot to go online and buy them. But I might have to check back and see if they're available. Because I think like Nike or somebody was having a decent sale on some things.
Oh. Yeah, well, I just bought some Reeboks. They'll be for the gym. But, yeah. I mean, Adidas has some nice little night jogger things for like $45 and stuff like that. Anyway, this isn't the Sneaker Still podcast. But, yeah, I did manage to resist the urge initially. I did buy my son some shoes for Christmas. That he will not care about because he doesn't appreciate shoes like I do.
You should have got him some Jordans. If you got him some Jordans, he would appreciate them.
Yeah, he don't even know who Jordan is. He might, but not really.
He doesn't care like that.
He has, no, not at all. He has Curry's right now, which he knows who Steph Curry is. He kind of likes him a little bit, but he doesn't care that much. Mm-hmm. He had some Curry's now, and I bought him some newer ones. They had a good deal on them, so I got those. And then I bought a gift for somebody else that they happened to see in the Amazon cart, so it's not a surprise anymore. So not a good coat is not a surprise anymore. So I got that, too. But yeah, then I saw some shoes for me. I wanted some shoes for the gym that are, like, better for all-around trainers and stuff like that. I bought some not too long ago, Adidas, but they're not that. This is the best way to describe it. They're not that. So I like them, but they're just not the best for what I was intending them for. So, but yeah, I found some Reeboks for like $34. They were 50% off. So
yeah, I was gonna. Yeah, there's a couple of shoes I saw, and then they had like some Nike apparel stuff that was really cheap. And they had some Adidas slides for like $10 I was going to get. I might still get those if it's still going on, which it appears to be. So
yeah, slides are always mad cheap. So
yeah, the regular price is like $30, and then like with the discount, it's pretty cheap. So yeah.
$13 or something like that.
Nothing. I don't did know, notice... but it's like, oh, if you're giving it that cheap and... free shipping sometimes, then it's hard to beat it.
You know niggas love slides.
Yeah, I used to wear slides a lot in college, but I haven't worn them in a while, so I could get my slides.
I may have to turn in my card. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I've ever owned slides.
No, I used to have, like, so in college, because I couldn't afford any like nice sneakers, so especially in the summer, all year round basically, because like I went to one school with a bunch of white people, and a lot of them would wear like Birkenstocks and stuff just all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I would wear slides and socks. I had a roommate that used to wear slides and socks all the time, like year round. So I used to wear, in the summer, I would definitely like get a clean pair of like Nike socks. I didn't have like Nike slides, but I'd have like some slides on and then just shorts or whatever I was wearing. And it was just my thing. And, you know, girls were like, why are you dressed like that? It was like, whatever. And
you're making your,
I had like, I had one pair of like good sneaks. Like I had some, they weren't Air Maxes, but they were like, you know, running shoes or whatever that I liked, but you can't rock those all the time. But my slides, I could rock them all the time. And it was just a thing. Like David wears slides. Mm-hmm. So
just throw some church socks. that honestly need. Well, they do have formal slides. They had those like leather slides that people wear with like the all white parties and stuff like that.
Yeah, those are trash. I would not. No, yeah, you can't wear those.
No, I don't want to see your toes.
Anyway, this is not a fashion podcast. Thing I was going to buy, because I was talking to somebody about it, I was going to buy a Drobo. It's attached to your network, and you can set it to back up certain files from your computers, desktop, laptop, whatever. And then it's attached to your network, and then it's just got like 5 hard drives in it. It's called a NAS, network attached storage, and it's got multiple hard drives in it, and then it backs up the same data to every hard drive, and then if something goes wrong, you just replace a hard drive and you got everything. So I was thinking about buying one of those. They're like $500, and I couldn't find any discounts, but I need one, and you know, tax write off, all that stuff, because it's for my business. So I might just buy it anyway. I've just been putting it off because, yeah.
I mean, that'd be nice to have.
Yep.
Yeah, we have something like that at work. Yeah, that'd be nice to have, just to, you know, keep, so you don't lose things, because it just starts back like adding up over time. I mean, I have this like 4 terabyte or whatever it is external hard drive now. I've been moving stuff over too. I mean, that's a good thing to have. One thing I was going to say, and it's a callback to our first episode, in a way. I noticed that Reebok has been leaning back into their original logo.
Oh, good, because their new logo was trash. Well, it wasn't trash, but it just wasn't good.
No, it was trash. It was trash.
Okay.
It was bad. I mean, it just was... It made Reeboks look very generic and look like what is that?
Yeah.
But if you go on their website, look at some of their shoes, and it's like the new versions of, you know, like newer versions of like models that they had before. Mm-hmm. They've leaned back into the old logo.
Well, I mean, because they had some good shoes in their past, like, you know, those Mutombos and the Iversons, of course. And I can't think of many more. But yeah. Well, the thing is, like, a lot of stuff is going retro. Like, with Champion coming back and all that type of stuff, then it's like, we kind of need to get it. Like, because Champion, Hilfiger, and stuff like that, a lot of those are, like, just... And Polo has been doing it, replaying old stuff. So it makes sense for them to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they've done that with the retro ones, but I mean, even with new shoes, like the ones I bought, they're a newer shoe. The old version had the old logo. The new version has a new logo. I don't know. Maybe they just saw the
right.
I mean, it's a brand recognition thing, and they leaned into the fitness world, which is cool. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But don't change the logo that's been so drastically the logo that's been, you know, associated with you for so long. Because I know when I would first saw them, I was like, what brand is that? You know?
Yeah, the triangle like, just doesn't. Well, not to rehearse what we said in that episode, I'd say recommend go back and listen to episode 1 of our podcast. We talked a lot about shoes and stuff, but it looks like they're still using, because I saw a couple of shoes. I'm on their website now, and I see a couple of shoes where they have the new logo on the tongue and the old logo on the side, because the old logo worked better on the side. But even with the old logo, I'm sure we talked about this then, they had, you know, on the tongue, they would have that circular thing with two sections missing or cut out or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like they should have stuck with that. But it's good to see that they, like, because some of these shoes, well, I probably wouldn't buy any of these shoes, but they're better.
Got some that look, you keep looking, there's some that look kind of cool. They got some decent stuff in there.
I think we've established that you have different standards when it comes to shoes. But there's a few, like, of the classics that I would definitely buy.
Yeah.
Unless they're new stuff, I don't care for.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. They have some interesting things. It's just kind of, it's kind of what you want. I mean, I found something that's a little, it's a simpler type of shoe or whatever, but it, I don't know, whatever. I just thought that was interesting, so I wanted to bring that up.
Yep.
That, you know, they're coming back around, which, I don't know. Slight segue, I don't want to spend much time on it, but I don't know. For my job, we got a company that was supposed to be refreshing our logo, and they sent us a bunch of stuff that was utter garbage today. So I don't have much to say about that. It's just, you know, when you pay somebody that much money, you would think they would give you more than something that looked like they just went on Microsoft Word and typed your name out in a font and said done, and then did it again on another page and said option 2, another page and said option 3, and another page option 4. You know, you would think they do a little bit more than that.
So there was no like actual logo, like, or mark associated with it.
I mean, later on there were like, there's like one example that had a little bit of design element to it. That, but none of them worked for, especially, I don't, you know, they were all trash. They didn't, I don't know, it's just frustrating because it's like, you know, because I know the work that we, me and you have done, you know, sometimes last minute because we forgot, in 30 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Turn around a couple of logo variations with some actual design thought behind them. Maybe not amazingly thought out, you know, to that extent, but with some actual consideration gone into it. And, you know, it just looked like, didn't look like something you could just phone in, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, so there have been times where I will put something together and it is last minute and it could be considered phoned in, but I'll be like attaching files to an email or whatever, or putting together everything to send it. And I'm like, okay, this looks like I just phoned it in. Let me spend 10 minutes and do, or like, yeah, make a real attempt.
Do something. Move a letter around somewhere. I don't know. Do something to just make it look like you thought about,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because we've talked about this before, but I always want to make it like at least somewhat clear to whoever's looking at it that, like, oh, you couldn't have done this yourself in Microsoft Word. There's a reason why you paid me.
Because we showed people in the company that don't do any kind of design, and they're like, I can do that now. Like, I can just pull, I can pull that up now and just change the font. Like, I mean, what are we paying for?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's.
Do you think it takes a lot of effort to take it? Huh? Do you think it requires a lot of effort or time? Well, let me not say time, because time is relative. Some people are slower at doing things, but do you think it requires a lot of effort to take a design from, I did this in Word, to, yeah, this person actually used Photoshop, or they actually opened Illustrator when they worked on this?
Oh, to just modify it a little bit and put a little bit.
Yeah, like, so given the designs that you were given that you didn't think were very good, would it have taken a lot of effort to take those, that little bit further that would have made it decent? Not from necessarily from a design perspective. Like, let's assume they were like decent looking fonts and all that stuff. Like, not changing the font, but like, let's say, let me just do something to make it look like it was worked on more, like they actually spent some time on it. How much more time do you think would have been required? Or,
well, some of them, it was literally, I mean, it felt like there was no consideration for whatever brand direction that we have and all that kind of stuff. It was literally just the name of the company in a logo, you know? I mean, in a typeface. Yeah. So it didn't feel like there was any kind of tie-in to the messaging of the company, the feel of it, the brand, what we sell, anything like that. It didn't say, you couldn't look at it and know what you were looking at, or what this company was, or anything like that. Those literally, I mean, in some companies, maybe the name is descriptive and you can get away with that. But other ones, you can't. I don't think you can get away with that, because you need to actually, it's funny, I said I wasn't going to spend much time on it, but whatever. The company could be a little vague.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't tell you what it does, then you need to do some effort into explaining it a little bit. Something needs to go with it. I mean, and I don't know. I was surprised, because, I mean, just the message and the email that came along with it was like, oh, maybe there's something that you'll love right off the bat, or, you know. And then it was like, oh, and then we have a dumpster full of bad ideas we threw. It was like, what the? You had bad ideas? These were your good ideas? Hmm. I'm curious now about the bad ideas. What could have been worse? Did somebody just write it? You know, was it Times New Roman? Like, what was worse? Because I mean, I've made Times New Roman look as good as possible before. I've had to do that. Yeah. It's possible. You just got to know how to work with it. But, like, I mean, it's like, what could have possibly been worse that you had a dumpster full of bad, like, I don't know. It just felt like it's like, and then explained with like, oh, well, we decided simple is better. And it's like, well, yes, that's true, but this isn't what you did. Like, you're not selling it to me. Maybe I don't understand. I don't know.
So they had like a whole design brief trying to justify what was done.
It wasn't a whole brief. It was just a paragraph talking about there was no description as to why they went with each one. It was just like, here's the logos, and then this is what we did, and let us know if you have any thoughts or you want us to make any tweaks. And it's just like, start really? Yeah, can you throw these away? How about that?
Well, do you, so,
and I'm going to invoice you for the paper I just used printing this out.
So back to my question, like, let's assume...
What would
let's
it take assume, to like, move them forward?
Yeah, like, let's assume that there was a few of them that were halfway decent in terms of, like, the colors or the feel of the font or whatever. Do you think that there was a lot... It would have taken a whole lot more to push one of those that was halfway decent over the line to not to be amazing, but to be like, okay, this person actually listened to what I told them about my company and about our services and everything and our history and the feel we want to make, and they actually tried to deliver something.
Well, they were missing a whole, there was no like primary mark. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called? Like, you know, whatever. I shouldn't know these terms, but you know, you have the typeface and then you have the other whatever shape or
globe or something.
There was nothing like that with it. Yeah, there's nothing like that with it. So it's like somebody just giving you, typing out the name of something and like, here's your logo option. And it wasn't like, there was nothing there to inspire anything else, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. So it would have taken, they just basically started the process but didn't finish?
I don't know what they did. Okay.
Okay, how about this?
Felt like laziness.
Someone gave you their design files and you had to take one of their fonts or whatever and just turn it, add a little something to make it better. Would it take a long time or no?
No. I mean, you convert to outlines, go make some tweaks, maybe adjust the kerning, I don't know, make adjust the shape of something, get rid of, if it's a serif, get rid of one of the wings, or I don't know. Just find something to do to make it unique. Because that's one thing that I learned in college or whatever was, you know, find, especially with logos, find a way to make them unique.
Yeah, so when you look at it, you like,
even
wait
if it's
a
not
minute,
a major thing.
That has an arrow in
so
it.
So somebody can't just type it out and be like, oh, done. Yeah. You know, don't let them be able to find that font so easily. Just do something so it has a little bit of flair. I mean, because people want to copyright things.
Yeah, and I don't know if you can copyright. Like, I typed my name in Times New Roman and I stretched it in copyright. Illustrator.
Yeah, you can't. It's just, in the depth, there's no sense of ownership. Like, I don't know. I just...
So I agree with what you're saying. Also, on one hand, I have worked with companies where the logo is something that's relatively simple to replicate. I mean, they were real logos, but they were relatively simple to replicate, like in Microsoft Word or PowerPoint or something like that. So that was convenient for me.
For your average designer or for like your average person in Word?
No. For like a designer using Word or something like that. Or I guess a regular person might have been able to do it if they knew what they were doing. Because, you know, some of the kerning and stuff like that, line height stuff in Word, it's a little, it's not like in your face because most people don't use it. But I felt that that was useful to me as a designer who, in some cases, did not have all the tools I needed and people were asking you to do stuff. And I'm like, what? I have Word. But, you know, if your logo is simple enough, I can redo that in Word. But I think as a designer, like, doing work for people, I would say, I don't know if it's important, but I feel better knowing that whatever I did is not something you could just replicate in Microsoft Word without, like, a significant amount of time being spent on it trying to figure out how to edit these letters to look a different way or something like that. And you're not just going to find my font, the font I use. Sometimes I'll use, like, I like Century Gothic. I don't know why, but yeah, it ends up being used in a lot of things I do. But.
Oh, yeah. I had to force myself to stop.
Yeah, I downloaded some alternatives.
It's a good font.
A while back, but I don't want my font to be something that's automatically installed with Windows or Mac OS X or whatever it is. Yosemite.
Yeah. Wingding.
Yeah, I'm not going to use whatever that font is that everyone hates. I don't know. Times New Roman. Let's say that. Or I'm not going to use Arial.
Or Helvetica.
Or Myriad. I've used them before. But I try not to.
But there are some generic, you know, things that people go for immediately. And yeah, and when you're trying to do something different, you want, I mean, there's so many options, especially with Google fonts now. There's so many options.
There's no reason
just to step out there and that
is basic. And the time, sometimes when I'm like putting together a logo, just coming out with ideas, I will just use Arial or something. Like, well, I just need a skinny font, Arial Narrow. I just need a round type font, sans serif, Century Gothic. I just need a sans serif. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to use Baskerville Old Face, or I'm going to use Times New Roman, or I'm going to use whatever that other one is. Railway's not. Anyway, so I'll just use a font, and then once I flesh out my idea, then I'll go through, because I have thousands of fonts on my computer. It's kind of annoying. Then I'll go through and find a better one than the generic cheap one. Well, not that it's cheap, but I'll try and find a better variation to replace, because it's just like, okay, I just need to see what this is going to look like, and then I'm going to make it better when I choose the real joint.
Yeah. Just to get something to get it in the neighborhood.
Yeah. It's just because a lot of times when I'm coming up with ideas, I just need to put it together and see it for a second to say, okay, is that good? No, that's bad. And then once I know it's good, then I can spend time on it. But I don't want to spend time on a bad idea. Honestly, this is a lot of stuff that, like we've talked about before, you could do on a sheet of paper quickly. But sometimes when I'm doing font stuff, like I want to see if I can make the sender on this Y stick into the C or something, whatever kind of creative thing I'm trying to do with letters. It's easier to do that in Illustrator or, you know, any on the computer than to just draw it. Because when I just draw it, the fonts are going to work different than if I use a real font. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, I mean, now that this is the topic. that's fine. What about, because I know in college, I was resistant to, many years ago, I was resistant to drawing thumbnails.
Yeah.
Has that evolved for you? Were you like that? Has that evolved for you? I know now, I say for me, I used to be really resistant to it, and later on in life, I realized the value in it. I think it was after years of working on the computer all the time, and I got sick of it. And it's like, you know what? Let me do something off the computer, because I can sometimes get my ideas together quicker than, like, physically doing it on a, you know, computer.
So for me, in college I was the same way. I didn't like necessarily doing thumbnails. I also, my major in college was character animation, and so we were supposed to do a lot of storyboards and stuff like that. I didn't always do them. Sometimes I would, but not all the time. And I think it's different. Well, for me it was different in college because I generally had an idea that wasn't going to change too much, and there, you know, there was no feedback loop with the customer or anything like that, so it didn't matter if I did something wrong design wise, of course, or like just a poorly thought out design or whatever, I might get a bad grade. But if I continue working at it, I could fix it. And it wasn't like with a customer where it's like, no, I don't like that at all, and you have to start over. So I didn't necessarily grasp the importance of it then. Now, of course, we talked about it before. I see the importance more. And then I think also, in some ways, I think I try to avoid doing it, but the internet has made it easier to not necessarily have to do thumbnails or sketches as much, because I can, like, let's say I'm designing a logo for a podcast company, I can go to Google Images and type in podcast logo, and I can see, I can find all kinds of examples and things like that. And then based off of those, I can immediately eliminate some of my ideas that I had, because I'm like, oh, well, they're already doing that, they're already doing this, or whatever. Because I remember, actually, there was a couple of customers that I worked with, and they would send me Google image links and say, okay, I need a logo. I want it to look, I need this part from this logo, this part from this logo, and I need the font to look like this. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm just a keyboard operator, and there's not much for me to do here. I'm just going to put it together and send you an invoice. Yeah. I see the value. I understand the value of it, but I think with like Pinterest and all these other things, like, you could, in some cases, get away with not even doing it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking about it as, I mean, not also not, ugh. not just with logos, but with, you know, just design in general, how valuable it can be to maintain the, mm-hmm. I guess, that skill. I guess I'm, I don't know. That's kind of drifting out of what we're talking about, but the importance of maintaining the ability to draw.
I think it's important. And I still do, outside of like designing logos and stuff like that, I still do thumbnails. Like if I'm laying out a web page or something like that, a lot of times I'll spend some time sketching first. Because I can sketch way faster than I can code.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not as fast, but it's faster for me to sketch. I can eliminate bad ideas faster that way.
Yeah. Well, for me, that's where XD mm-hmm. has been great. Because you can design things really quickly in XD versus trying to, you know, fight through it in, you know, Photoshop or whatever. Because I had a notebook where I would draw out, mm-hmm. like, drafting paper. Where you could draw out some designs, or I have like a giant whiteboard that works too. You can get through some ideas, work through some ideas really quickly if you want to. Because I don't know, there's I know for me, you can have all the tools on the computer, but for me, just like with painting and stuff like that, sure, I could learn how to do it on a computer, but there's just something about doing it like in real life, or you know, on it, you know, physically doing something that I don't know, it just I like it better. It just helps me in a way just to get through things, I think. I don't know how to explain it, but
yeah, I know what you mean. I think it triggers the thought process or something differently than just doing it on the computer for me.
Yeah. But, well, I don't know. Any other thoughts on that? I'm sorry, I went on a rant. We weren't supposed to talk about that, but that's fine. I don't know. I guess, it's something we've talked about here and there, but, you know, dealing with things like that. People, when you're in a job and you have to deal with things like that, it's kind of awkward how you, you know, do you call these people out? Like, what is your appropriate recourse? Or, you know, you let somebody else call them out.
I provide feedback to whoever is the decision maker, and then I'll let them call them out. But I was going to ask you, let's say someone tasked you with designing a logo, you put some stuff together, and then right before you sent it, you looked at it and was like, wait a minute, this is trash. What's your process for fixing that? Or are there some common things you do where you just be like, all right, send it.
I don't like a lot of things I do usually. As a rule, I just don't like things I do. It sounds bad, but I don't know. I just, a lot of times I'm just like, I'm just not always that excited about what I'm designing. Not that it's bad. It's just, I'm just critical of it the whole way through. So it's like, I don't know. Usually something will just strike me. It won't be like something, this is trash, but I need to sit down and figure out why it's trash. Usually I'm looking at it and something just hits me and it's like, ooh. It'll be just like oh, wow, that's what's wrong with it. Or, ooh, I need to do this thing real quick. It's usually not like this sucks, but I'm not sure why. It may go on through if it's that bad. or maybe it's not that bad if I didn't pick up on it. Because I don't know, I feel like I have a pretty good idea of when things suck.
Yeah, there's some, so I would say for me, you know, I'll design stuff and sometimes it'll look okay to me in the program because I didn't take the time. Well, I don't know why. It just looks better in the program. And then I may save it out into a file by itself. So it's just on a white background by itself. And then a lot of times I'll open it like with, you know, preview or whatever program it is just to look at just the image. And a lot of times looking at it there, I'm like, I'll see things that I didn't see when I was looking at it in Photoshop because maybe I'm just, all the other distractions around the edge distracted me from the badness of the design or something like that. So I'll do that. And then a lot of times also, there's been a few times where I'm attaching the image to the email and like in the email, it'll preview the image. And in that format, I'm like, I see an issue. So I don't always do that, but I will put it together, save it out as an image, look at it from there and maybe step back from the monitor. Sometimes I'll even stop and just go do something else and then come back and look at it because all those things will help me kind of give me fresh eyes, I guess you could say. And then there's been quite a few times where I come back and I'm like, oh, wow. And it's usually not a major problem, but it's like, okay, well, if I move this over a little bit, it'll make all this better.
Yeah, I know if I keep on looking at my stuff, I'll constantly find things that are wrong that I can improve. I kind of have to find a way to stop at some point, or else I'll continue doing it. But I think a good safe thing is like, okay, well, I mean, ideally you're not working up until the moment, you know, that way you can have that time to sleep on it, at least. Like, okay, you know. Maybe this... Oh, crap. Sorry. That way you can look at it and, you know, at least have time to look at it and decide if it sucks or not. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I try and do that. That, I feel like that's... I won't say it saved me from a bad idea, per se. Because usually I'm not sending out something that's terrible. But it has helped me improve on things and be like, oh, wow, I just, you know, this could have been a situation where the person was underwhelmed significantly. So, like I say, most of the time when I have done it,
you don't want to make yourself.
I've taken the time and, you know, updated and done all the stuff. They've generally been happy with the outcome. Because there was a while. Certain people I work with, I was just in the habit of getting like, wow, this is amazing as a response when I sent out a design or a logo or whatever. Because a lot of people I work with, that was their response. Then, you know, it might have been that these people had low standards, or it might have been that I was just doing a good job for them. But then there have been times where I didn't get that response. Like, I'll come back, the response will be like, let's tweak this, or I'm thinking about going a different direction, or whatever. That was, I won't say it hurt, but it was like, I wasn't expecting that type of response. So, now, generally, I've noticed if I put something together and I take the time to step away, come back and look at it get with fresh eyes, maybe tweak a few things, improve a few things, and things like that, then I'm more likely to get a positive response. Of course, you know, I don't have control in that situation. That person may have a different vision, but if I take that step back, stop looking at the design, maybe read over what they asked for, like review it in my mind, that type of stuff, then I'm able to come up with something better.
Yeah. I think takeaway is, you know, allow time for review when you're doing something. I don't know, find a way to be very critical of, I mean, learn how to be self-critical or whatever the word is. What is the word I'm looking for when you critique yourself?
Critique?
Know how to self-analyze. Yeah, and critique yourself. There we go. I mean, and if you don't have that, there's, I mean, in one of those Facebook groups we're in, the graphic design groups, I see it all the time. People post things for, you know, other people to look at it. If you don't have anybody to bounce things off, you can, you know, find a support group.
So, okay, that's something I was going to ask about. I see the value in sharing your work with other designers, but do you see that? Couldn't that be like almost like preaching to the choir where you're designing it? I don't want to design necessarily to make other designers happy, because a lot of times, well, let me not say a lot of times, but I think sometimes you could design and other designers love it, but the actual customer is like, what is this? Why is it? Why is there so much white space? I always get that complaint. Why is there so much white space? We need more stuff here. It's like, no, that's good.
Oh, like, they always
put some pixels or pictures or something in the background. Can you have some dogs floating? Or no, white space is good for you. But anyway, so that's what I was asking. I think it is good, great to get feedback from other designers, but
it's like Aeropostale.
Huh?
Sorry,
I don't get it.
I was naming
a white space. Is Aeropostale. I think they're like going out of business or something. Every time I go by there, they're having like super clearance. Like jeans is like $5 and stuff.
I meant Abercrombie and Fitch. Oh, okay. That's what
Abercrombie and Fitch. Sorry. I think they fell back from their whole like slightly racist thing they were doing.
White space.
Yeah.
The white space thing.
I don't know. I haven't been in one of their stores in a long time. Anyway, so yeah, that's my question. Do you think that you could kind of get in an echo chamber where you're not listening to the customer as much as you should be? Or, I mean, I don't know. It may be a case where the customer and the other designers agree, but that's just something I would be interested in your opinion.
I see what you mean. Yeah, I mean, I can see how that can be a problem because you may not. Yeah, because you don't know who these. Mm-hmm. You don't always know who these people are you're talking to. You don't know their experience. I mean, me and you have worked in the real world long enough that we have an idea of what people will like or what they won't like. And we kind of know how to navigate that. But some people, they may be fresh out of college. And I know you come fresh out of college and you have certain ideas about things. And you don't have as many people that you've worked with yet. So you are very, you know, you haven't become jaded. And, you know, so you're like still like passionate about mm-hmm. your design that you did. We've been in it long enough that we know not to get attached. It's just like, I'll push back a little bit and then it's like, all right, just pay me, whatever. I think it could be, I can see the problem. You need to take it with a grain of salt, like anything, you know, try to understand that these people may not know all, but they may have some good pointers, but they're probably on things, the most value may be on the things that may not matter that much to the end client. It's more so things that will make for better design.
Right.
I don't know if that makes sense. Like suggestions like, oh, maybe make this logo like this and blah, 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 and it'll be better. Whereas the client, they may not know or care, but it's better for your portfolio if you do this because it looks like you don't suck. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, there can be, I can see the value, but I can also see where sometimes it can be a little bit too much.
Yeah, I think it depends on who you're getting advice from, too. You got to always, like I always tell people, you got to evaluate the source. So we're both in that design group, and I've seen some really good advice. But a lot of the good, what I would call good advice, is not necessarily from on the design aspects, like you should use this font per se, or you should use these colors per se. It's more like, hey, this will probably translate better or be more readable or translate better in this format if you change this. And that's the type of good advice that I would want to be able to give. Yeah. And not so much like, well, why don't you use this? Why are you using that version of Photoshop? Or whatever design specific advice. It's more like helping your ideas translate more effectively.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. That makes sense. Well, thanks for listening. Maybe next time we'll talk about the topic that I meant to talk about today before I went on my rant.
Yeah, I've got some shopping to do.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. But, well, thanks for listening.
Are we having a cyber sale or something on our shop?
We'll see what's happening. We'll keep you updated, but I was going to make a Christmas sweater, but I think at this point it may not. I don't know. We'll see. I had an idea for a design, but I haven't exactly
put it in the paper yet. Well, seriously, there is a discount available on our shop. If you go in there now, I believe, check it out, alienmuffin.com or threadless, alienmuffin.threadless.com. Yeah. Then you can actually get us. They're offering discount. We are offering discounts on some of our products, so you can check that out. Do that. But thanks for tuning
in. Take that.
Have a wonderful day. The sale, as I mentioned, it goes on until December 9th. So you got 5 days or 4 days or 3 days, depending on when you listen to this.